This is Felt Such a Shaking, a DCU fanfic featuring characters from Young Justice, written by Betty and Z, who has orphaned all their works, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Tim Drake Connell, with additional tags for underage sex, sex toys, voyeurism, masturbation, food play, schmoop, established relationship. This is the third story in the series Alt Country, and follows The Long Way Around and You Each Time.
Khan stops himself about 63 times in 1 week from calling up Rob. He just sounds like an idiot. Hey, wanna come over to my place? We can watch the paint peel, it's awesome, really. No, just... no. So when Rob calls him, he messes up. Rob, wanna... no, paint! Actually, this is Tim calling, says Rob. Paint? My apartment. It's... why'd you call? Not that I don't want you to call. Are you inviting me to paint your apartment? Tim's silence has a Robin quality, even on the phone. It might be interesting. It's not something I've done before. Khan bashes his head against one of the walls, and then remembers the damage deposit and stops. No. Unless you want to. Hi? Tim's totally laughing at him. Khan can hear it in the way there's nothing to hear. Hi, he says. Khan glares at the phone, feeling betrayed. Rob's even more unscrutable, or less scrutable, or something over the phone. You have to tell me why you called before I turned into a girl, okay? He informs Tim. What do you mean, before? Dude, I will so hang up on you, Khan says. Which is a total lie, but Tim doesn't know that. Maybe. My parents are gone this weekend. Can you come over? Khan stares at the phone. Do I need to spell it out for you? And Tim's voice actually sounds... well, it doesn't sound nervous, but it sounds like maybe it could sound nervous at some point in the vague future, if he wasn't Robin. No, Khan says hastily. I'm just... what time do you want me to come over? They've already left, says Tim. Because... wow. Parents. Definitely Tim. So you could, you know, whenever, if you're not busy. Khan looks around his apartment. Khan tries to think of some smooth way to drop the phone and fly out the window. Right. It's okay if I land in that park, right? Sure, just approach Gotham from the east if you can. You'll show up less. Right. Okay. I'm going now, he says. See you soon, says Tim. And it makes Khan feel a little better about the fact that hearing Tim's voice makes him stupid. Khan has a sudden fear that they're both going to stay on the phone, unwilling to hang up. So he drops the receiver in the cradle. And then stares in horror at his traitorous hand. He just hung up on Tim. What was he thinking? Tim's going to think... oh, wait. Tim's going to think he's heading to Gotham. And he's going to be late if he doesn't start. Khan lands hard enough to disturb tufts of grass in the park. Tim is leaning against a tree close by and raises an eyebrow at him. It's just a... stupid little thing, Tim raising his eyebrow, but it makes Khan swallow hard. Tim looks at him oddly. And Khan realizes he hasn't said anything. Hi. So, are we walking back to your house? Tim pushes himself off the tree in a way that makes him look lithe and lean and Robin-like, and at this rate, Khan is going to be hard enough to come the second Tim touches him, and that will just ruin the whole day. He tries to redirect his thoughts to butterflies and fields of grass. Kansas! Think of Kansas! Yeah, it's only a block away. They walk mostly in silence, but it's not really an awkward silence, or at least it doesn't feel that way to Khan. It's more of a subtly ogling Tim while they walk silence. Maybe kind of a I'm gonna have sex with you silence. Tim's wearing those baggy Tim clothes, which make him look like he's short, which he is, and puny, which he isn't. But really, Khan can't figure out why everyone doesn't know he's Robin. The slouch with the hands in the pockets, doesn't that look wrong to them? Doesn't it look like his arms should be folded, mouth tight? He's so distracted that he almost trips over the steps leading to Tim's door. Tim shoots him an amused look, and Khan fights against his body's instinct to blush. The house is kind of a mess right now, Tim says, as he unlocks and opens the door. My father is involved in some weird business transaction, so his archaeology stuff is all over the place. Tim is so nonchalant that for a minute, Khan is worried that he misunderstood, that Tim didn't invite him over to have sex until their brains fall out. But then Khan touches Tim's shoulder. He feels Tim's body tense under his hand, and his breathing gets quicker. A wild plan of waiting until the door is closed, turning around and shoving Tim up against it, unfolds. Khan would try to pin his wrists, and Tim wouldn't let him. Or maybe he would, but he'd smirk so that Khan knew he was being humored. But it's too late, because Tim's already inside and headed into the house, and Khan doesn't have the guts to do it. Can I get you something? Water? Orange juice? Asks Tim from around the corner. Khan swallows. No, I'm good. I'm not really, thirsty. Khan shuts his mouth and resolves not to speak, ever, and follows Tim up the stairs. Khan really prays Tim's bedroom is up there, because otherwise, there is no otherwise. Tim's bedroom better be up there. Khan's not sure what he's expecting from Tim's room. He thought about it before, but right now, all he's thinking is that it had better have a bed. What? Asks Tim, half turning back. Nothing, I... Oh, fuck, he says, and carefully pushes Tim into the wall. Something about the way Tim just melts back against it. Fuck, he says again, putting his hands on Tim's shoulders and kissing him. Sorry, you just... Words aren't working so good, so he tries to say it with his teeth on Tim's lower lip, with his tongue. And maybe he's getting some of it across because Tim throws an arm around his neck and pulls himself closer. Khan's really glad there's a wall, because his TTK is doing something funky and he's not sure where gravity is pulling him. Khan's kind of sure, kind of, maybe, that if he just nudged Tim a little, he'd slide down to the floor and Khan would float down on top of him and... Rug burn. Says Khan, because it's important to remember that. What? Asks Tim, sounding dazed. Con realizes he's got his hand on Robin's tit, palming it through his shirt, and wow! He hopes Tim doesn't think Con's, you know, looking for a breast there, but it's kind of addictive to feel the shape of the muscle on the catch of Tim's nipple. You're really hot, he tells Tim, and feels like a moron. He can tell more by the feel than the sound that Rob's laughing at him. But he's also pressed against him and has one hand in Con's hair, clenching and unclenching with the swipes of his tongue. We could do this all week, says Con, coming up for a breath. I might die, says Tim. But he doesn't sound like it's a bad thing. In some corner of Con's mind, it occurs to him that he could pick Tim up and carry him to somewhere where there's a bed. But that corner isn't really as interesting as petting down Tim's side and feeling the way it makes his breath shudder. Suddenly, a buzzer goes off, and Con panics and jumps at the same time Tim does. Which means they smack their foreheads together hard.
Ow! I bit my tongue, says Tim.
Crap, the doorbell. How do I look?
Ow.
Sexy? Can't we just ignore it? It could be important, says Rob, and checks his reflection in the glass of a framed picture hanging in the hall. Okay, I'll take care of it. No reason for anyone to know you're here.
You're...
Tim, says Con, because it hurts him to see Tim like that. Flushed and looking like he wants to be fucked and just ignoring it. It's not right. At least let me suck you off. The buzzer goes off again. Tim grins quickly. Can I get a rain check?
But,
Con says. Whines, really. But Tim has already gone downstairs. Hey, little brother. He hears a kind of familiar voice say at the door. Tim didn't say anything about not eavesdropping, so Con creeps to the top of the stairwell, peeking out from behind the wall. Tim says, and Con can't tell if he's blushing or if his face is just still red from making out. His lips are definitely still red, and his hair is mussed, and Con would really like to still be touching him. You have the house to yourself, right? The strange guy squeezes Tim's shoulders and grins, looking around the room. Planning on throwing any wild parties while the rents are out?
No.
And that's Tim actually stuttering, and who the hell does Tim stutter around? Maybe it's just because Tim is distracted by thinking about Con or something. Con squints. The guy looks familiar. Really familiar. And he swears he's heard that voice before. But he can't place him. And Tim's an only child, isn't he? Is it normal for friends to call each other bro? Maybe in Gotham it is. Con knows he doesn't really know a lot about how normal kids are supposed to act. The elder guy grins down at Tim and then ruffles his hair.
The hell?
Figures he wouldn't. Why don't you come down to Bloodhaven for the weekend instead of sitting by yourself in an empty house and brooding? Tim frowns and gets that line between his eyebrows. Are there problems in Bloodhaven? Do you need my help? Con's got a pretty strong suspicion that the guy is whoever Nightwing is when he's not wearing the black and blue one piece. But the rest of it's not making much sense. Is he Tim's older brother who's moved out? Does the Drake family breed vigilantes? Are Tim's mom and dad the stupidest parents ever? Nightwing laughs and finally lets go of Tim's shoulders, brushing Tim's arm in the process. And did Tim's cheeks just get redder? Nah, things are as good as they get down there. I just figured that you and me, we haven't gotten to spend much time together lately. I figured... Why not take a couple days and just hang out? Maybe do some training, maybe some manly bonding, that kind of thing.
And maybe Khan's a big pervert, but manly bonding sounds perverse the way Nightwing says it.
And maybe Tim hears that too, because he's definitely blushing more now.
I'd love to, Tim says, sounding incredibly earnest.
And Khan feels himself panic and think, no, before Tim goes on to say, but I can't. I have plans.
Dick blinks, looking surprised.
Oh, you do? You're sure?
He smiles, a little abashed.
I know I haven't been the easiest person to get a hold of lately, and I just thought we could, you know.
Tim looks torn, and Khan wonders if he should feel offended. Your boyfriend, if that's what Tim even is, should want to have sex with you more than they want to do almost anything else, right? Isn't that how this is supposed to work? Vague plans in the armpit of the East Coast should not be more interesting than orgasms.
He glares at Rob for a second and wishes he had heat vision.
Then he realizes what he's thinking and hurriedly covers his eyes.
Right, no. Really, it's a good thing he doesn't have Superman's powers.
When he opens his eyes, Nightwing is touching Tim's arm again.
Hey, don't worry about it. We'll have other opportunities.
He smirks. And then suddenly he's looking right at Khan.
Just curious, though. Do your plans have anything to do with your current guest?
Tim hesitates for just a second.
Yes, he says, as if he hadn't paused.
Was there anything else?
Whoa. Rob sounds really pissed.
Khan wonders if he should just step out and introduce himself, or just disappear, or do something besides just sitting there gawking and embarrassed.
No, listen, sorry about that,
says Nightwing.
Just letting you know that the cat's out of the bag and, well, you know how he is.
Was I supposed to send out an announcement?
Asks Rob.
Khan can see his fingers gripping the doorframe.
Nightwing sounds gentle.
Hey, just a heads up. Anyway, the offer to hang out's always open.
Tim sighs.
Thanks. Now go away.
Nightwing guffaws, punches Tim in the shoulder, and then bounds down the steps.
Khan can hear the cough and start of the motorcycle. Tim shuts the door.
Dude, says Khan. What the hell was that?
Tim scrubs his face.
Nightwing? Prompts Khan.
Tim gives him a look that means Khan's going to have to explain how he knows about that later, but says,
yeah, Nightwing wanted me to know that Batman knows about you.
Well, of course he... Oh, shit! You mean Batman knows we're having sex?
Yelps Khan.
Suddenly, it's much easier to ignore Tim's red lower lip.
He's either figured it out, or he will soon. I'm really sorry, says Rob.
I'm sorry, I should have... Can we just go back to what we were doing?
Dude, says Khan, and feels like a complete shit. I need to get the bat glare out of my head first.
It's okay, says Tim, smiling hopefully. I don't really want you thinking about Batman while I've got my hand in your pants anyway.
Did you have to say that?
Khan asks, wincing.
Tim grabs Khan's hand and tugs him along through the house.
He'd kind of been ignoring it the first time through, but it's a pretty nice place. Not homey, more like a low-key Martha Stewart. Here, says Tim, pulling him into the kitchen. Dana makes macadamia nut chocolate chip cookies. They're really good. He pulls a jar off a counter and offers it to Calm. You're trying to distract me from Batman with cookies? Asks Calm, eyeing the jar dubiously, but they do look good. Please stop talking about Batman, says Tim. I find him almost as much of a turnoff as you do. Almost, says Calm suspiciously. But eats the cookie. And then another one. Tim's staring at him. What? He asks, and tries to brush any crumbs off his mouth. You're in my kitchen. I'll never be able to eat here again without an erection, but it might be worth it, says Tim, a little glassily. Khan blushes faintly. Yeah, well, I still can't believe you have a kitchen. I swear I thought you lived in a cave. The cave's just for formal events, says Tim. And Khan squints at him to see if he's kidding. He can't tell. Khan snags another cookie. Dude, are these crack laced or something? Tim looks down, and his hair falls over his face. Not that I know of. Khan eyes the remains of the jar. It's probably bad etiquette to demolish most of your host's cookie supply when you're a guest. He should refrain from grabbing any more. He's stuffing the cookie in his mouth when Tim comes over and crowds against him, moving fast. Khan doesn't fall. He can't. He's against the kitchen counter. Tim's got his hands on the counter on either side of Khan, and someone that much shorter than him shouldn't be able to move him like that. But Rob doesn't let things like size stop him. "What?" says Khan. "Nothing," says Tim, grinning. And watches him eat, the bastard. Khan chews and swallows as quickly as he can. Tim kisses the corner of his mouth when he's done. Just a bare brush of his lips. And it still makes Khan's dick jump to attention. Khan's hands clench on the countertop. "Careful," Tim says. "Don't dent it." Right. Tim is so fucking close. And he moves a little closer, and they're almost touching. He feels Tim's hand ghost over his side, slip up under his shirt.
Ben?
Khan croaks.
"Bad. Right,"
mutters Tim, and then traces up the center of Khan's body, hand under his shirt.
"Or not, really," says Khan. "This is good, because, you know, kitchens. Very..."
He squeaks when Tim's fingers delicately skate up his side, way too close to his tickler spots. Khan jerks back, remembers at the last minute he needs to be careful of the counter, and instead flies up 4 feet, which is about all the room the ceiling gives him. Tim blinks. Khan crosses his arms protectively.
"I'm ticklish."
"Maybe the kitchen isn't the best place for this," says Tim. "Come on."
"No more tickling,"
Khan says. And Tim rolls his eyes.
"Stop being a wuss."
Tim smirks at him. For a second, Khan sees a resemblance to Nightwing and turns around.
"Are you coming?"
he says over his shoulder.
"Is there going to be a bed?"
asks Khan, hopefully, still floating as he follows Tim through the hole and up a set of stairs.
What do you think?
Tim says. And Con has no idea what he thinks, because Tim pulls off his shirt as he walks up the stairs, tossing it aside like it's no big deal that he's just stripping. He gets to the doorway of his room and unhooks the buttons of his fly, glancing back at Con.
Con swallows.
It's completely unfair that he can look like that, and Con has to not jump him until they get through the door. Because, seriously, it's taking a ridiculously long time to get Tim into bed. Inside what Con assumes is his room, Tim looks a little nervous. So, was there anything in particular? Con's pretty good at making sure he lands where he aims, so he jumps Tim, giving himself a bit of a boost with GTK. Rob goes limp underneath him as they bounce on the bed, then grins up at him. Why, Superboy, so forceful. And Con pretty much has to kiss him to shut him up. In the ass, says Con, and blushes bright red. Are you trying to ask me if I'm interested in penetrative anal sex? Asks Tim. His hair is mussed, and he sounds like a 50-year-old sex ed teacher. Only sexy. Well, have you? Asks Con, determined. Thought about it, I mean. I've experimented with it, says Tim. And Con has no idea how one does ass-fucking experiments. Experimented? He asks. You know, with a... At which point, Rob clearly runs out of clinical language. Dude, says Con, mouth dry. Like a dildo? Oh my god, God, please, you have to let me watch. Please, I swear I'll... anything. I don't think it's really that interesting to an observer, says Tim, sounding a bit surprised. Please, I swear I will suck your cock forever. Seriously, anything. Anything that's not too freaky, says Con, suddenly wondering what he's committing to. Tim snorts. Con doesn't know what he was imagining, but when Tim pops a ceiling tile and pulls out a box, the dildo inside it is fluorescent orange. It's orange, he says. Is that going to be a problem? Asks Tim. No, it's not huge, which is kind of a relief because, well, it'd be a bit intimidating, is all. Con swallows. So, what do you, It's orange, which should be goofy, but it's making Con's mouth dry. Because Tim uses it to get off. Tim takes a small bottle of lotion out of the box, and Con gets off the bed to give him room. He backs into the dresser and stops. He's not sure where he's supposed to be. Tim unbuttons his pants and pushes them off, along with his boxers. For a second, Con thinks that maybe he wasn't wearing underwear, but no. Tim doesn't look up at him as he kneels on the bed. He rolls the bottle of lotion in his hand. Tim raises his eyebrow again, and Con has to reach down and squeeze his dick. Tim's eyes flick down to what Con's doing with his hand, and then flick back up to meet Con's eyes. You really want to watch me? He says, his voice suspicious, as if he expects Con to yell, "Psych!" and point and laugh. Would you normally take your shirt off? Asks Con, a little hoarse. I want to see. Tim looks so vulnerable that Khan can't help leaning forward and kissing him. Tim kisses back, touching Khan's jaw with his thumb, and then pulls away. Tim's voice sounds rough, and his Adam's apple dips when he swallows. Yeah, sure. Just let me.
Right.
Khan backs away again, and Tim tugs off his shirt. He squirts lotion onto his fingers, and watching him rub slick over the hard plastic of the dildo is almost more obscene than watching Tim push two slippery fingers into his own ass. Then he lies down on his back, spreading his thighs. And Khan has trouble breathing. He has to squeeze his dick again, and Tim glances at him, but then looks away, staring up at the ceiling.
Focusing.
And it's like he's completely forgotten Khan's even there. Tim spreads his legs wider and takes his fingers out, then pushes the end of the dildo against his hole.
Khan takes a step forward without meaning to. Tim doesn't look at him. Tim,
he says,
and doesn't know what he was going to say.
Tim just keeps pushing in, the muscles of his legs and ass clenching. He's still staring at the ceiling, his jaw working, and his whole body shudders when he gets most of it inside him. He takes a deep breath and, damn, Tim breathing shouldn't be that sexy. Shouldn't be the thing Khan focuses on when Tim has half a dildo shoved up his ass. But it is. And then Tim bites his lip, and Khan has to undo his fly and shove his hand down his pants.
Jesus, Tim. Oh.
Tim lifts his hips, working his ass slowly against the hard plastic, and it's just, Khan can't stop staring. Tim has his dick in his other hand, but he's not even jerking himself off. He's just running his thumb slowly over the head. His hips are moving in a steady rhythm, fucking himself. And Khan shoots Brigham on his fingers.
Rob,
he says, stumbling forward.
Rob!
And Tim turns his head and meets Khan's eyes.
You're fucking amazing,
says Khan, with feeling.
You,
says Tim. And Khan realizes he's got one hand on Tim's foot, curled around his ankle.
Would...
Khan wants to ask, if it was me, would you make noise? Because Tim is so silent. But it feels weirdly personal, even more personal than this.
Please don't stop,
he says instead. Tim's hips rise again.
Is this what you wanted?
He asks, sounding breathless.
Can I jerk you off?
Asks Khan.
I mean, while you're doing that.
He's not sure why he's asking permission. Tim's pretty much okay with Khan shoving his hands down Tim's pants anytime they can get some time alone together. But Tim's letting him see this, and...
Yeah,
says Tim.
Yeah, okay.
Khan gets onto the bed. Tim pushes his calf against Khan's thigh where he's kneeling, and Khan has to pet his knee for just a second.
Can you turn on your side?
Asks Khan. Tim turns. And this way, the line of his shoulder and arm are like
something really good. Gorgeous.
Tim's sweating lightly, and when Khan lays himself down alongside him, he licks Tim's collarbone, and Tim jerks.
Ow,
says Tim.
Sorry, are you okay? Sorry. Good, says Tim. Just...
Khan figures a hand job is a pretty good apology. Or maybe he's making excuses. Because Tim still got his hand on his cock, and it's hurting Khan the way he isn't jerking off even a little. Tim shivers when Khan strokes him, covering Tim's hand with his own. And when Khan moves his hand lower, cupping Tim's balls and then touching the dildo,
Tim doesn't move to stop him.
Tim's eyes are closed, and when Khan says,
can I?
He just nods, letting go to clutch at Khan's bicep.
And Khan just, he doesn't know if he can deal with that.
He kisses Tim messily and gets a solid grip on the dildo, finds a good rhythm. Then Tim's moving against him, and Khan's dick is rubbing against Tim's hip, and there are all these slick noises. And Khan kind of wishes that it were him instead of there, but he'd be too distracted to watch.
And it's definitely a show.
Khan pushes the dildo further inside him, and Tim throws his head back, and his neck is all... It's just right there, and his hips are moving in a way that's driving Khan crazy. When Khan moves to touch his face, Tim muffles a yell, or a whimper, or a growl, or just the sexiest sound Khan's ever heard, against his palm. And comes all over Khan's dick and his chest.
Oh, fuck me, Tim.
Tim's lips are still pressed against Khan's wrist. And when he breathes, Khan can feel it.
It makes whatever Khan was going to say die in his throat.
Tim meets his eyes.
Do you want me to?
Khan says a word that might be... And then Tim reaches around and squeezes his ass, and Khan whimpers and loses it, coming half on Tim and half on his bedsheets.
This is going to be a mess to clean up.
Khan rests his forehead on Tim's shoulder.
Maybe? Yeah, sometime.
He croaks, belatedly answering Tim's question. Tim reaches behind himself and pulls out the dildo.
Khan had forgotten how orange it is. Was there, did you pick the color?
Khan asks, from morbid curiosity.
Tim rolls his eyes, but his face is soft.
Khan can't really make himself not pet Tim's arm.
You okay? You looked, uncomfortable.
Well, I wouldn't want to patrol like that, says Tim.
And Khan feels his brain break.
But otherwise, it's not uncomfortable. Tim rolls off the bed with the same agility as ever, so he must be okay.
Just a sec,
he says, and disappears down the hall, naked.
It's his house, so it's not weird. Except it totally is.
Khan hears a shower start and jumps off the bed, super speeding to the bathroom. Tim gives him a surprised look.
Dude, after sex you're supposed to shower together,
Khan says.
Although it's not like he really knows that kind of stuff, it just seems like something that should be true.
Oh, okay. I just didn't think...
It saves water,
Khan points out. And Tim smiles.
Dude, first cookie is now ice cream?
Khan gives Tim a suspicious look.
Are you trying to fatten me up?
Tim gets that annoyed look on his face that Khan secretly tries to get him to make as much as possible.
Yes, it's my secret evil plan. What, you aren't hungry? Khan's starving.
Tim must have figured out by now that Khan has a metabolism closer to Bart's than a normal teenage boy's. He grabs the bowl of chocolate ice cream Tim holds out.
It's pretty much his idea of the perfect day.
He feels nicely tired, tingly with the best kind of exercise. And there's something in the pit of his stomach that he doesn't want to look at too closely, but feels like happiness. If only Tim's couch wasn't leather.
I feel like I'm going to drop something on the couch and it's going to cost like $1 billion to dry clean.
It won't cost a gabillion dollars, because gabillion is not a real number. Tim eats his ice cream neatly, eating small spoonfuls at a time, his tongue snaking out to lick his lips clean after every bite. Con has chocolate ice cream all over his mouth and chin. "Still," he mutters, wiping his mouth with the back of his hand. "And if you do, it doesn't matter. I have secret bat methods of getting out stains."
"Bat stain remover, huh?"
says Con. "It's the good chocolate ice cream, all thick and creamy.
Sweet."
Tim nods, as if he weren't totally making it up. "He can get blood and engine oil out of my cape, so I wouldn't worry."
"Didn't we have a no talking about Batman when I'm naked rule?"
Con goes after the melted ice cream in the bottom of his bowl a little too aggressively, and ends up dripping chocolate ice cream on his chest.
"Oops. Hold on, let me get the paper towel. Oh, for... Dude, have you never watched even a little bit of porn?"
Tim gives him a blank look.
"What?"
Con stares at him incredulously and gestures a little at his chest.
Tim blinks at him.
Con rolls his eyes.
"Well, at least Tim can get ice cream out of leather."
Con carefully gets another spoonful of ice cream and dabs it on Tim's collarbone. Tim hisses.
"Ugh, that's cold."
"But my mouth is warm," Con promises with a leer.
"What are you even doing?"
Tim says grouchily,
and then makes a weird gurgling sound when Con leans forward, licking at the ice cream.
"You... Oh."
Con pushes Tim until he's lying flat on his back on the carpet and rolls off the couch to lie next to him.
The ice cream is dripping down his chest now, pooling in his abs, and Con slurps it up.
Tim squirms and pokes Con in the eye with his ribcage.
"But that's sticky!" Con rolls his eyes and uses his TTK to press Tim to the floor. "It's sex. It's supposed to be."
Tim spasms when Con licks his stomach.
"That, is cold."
Con's pretty sure Rob was going to say, "Tickles!" But he's too busy getting ice cream into Tim's treasure trail to care much.
The TV is showing a rerun of Wendy the Werewolf Stalker, so Con turns up the volume. It's a good one. The one where Wendy's dad dates a woman who everyone thinks is a werewolf, but it turns out she's really just Norwegian.
"Do we have to watch this?" asks Tim.
"Yes,"
says Con.
"Have you seen it before?"
"No, I'm not really."
"Then you have to watch it."
Tim arranges himself so his head's in Con's lap. Con's not really sure he can see the screen from there, but he's not going to tell Tim to move. But it turns out Tim can see the screen, because he keeps a running tally of all the sins against martial arts.
"Why is she doing that? She doesn't have any momentum. She's going to throw herself through the wall if she does that." "Dude, no one cares about physics."
"Physics literally makes the world go around, Con."
"It's TV," says Con, but doesn't really mind. "I think the body double is actually a man," says Tim,
which kind of ruins a few of Con's fantasies, although it really shouldn't.
"Really?"
he asks. Tim squints.
"Or, no, maybe just 40 pounds heavier."
Con pets Tim's hair.
"You're a freak."
Tim makes a slightly annoyed sound.
"I'm just saying."
He jumps when Con swats his ass.
"Dude, watch the episode. It's a metaphor for how Wendy misses her real mom, see? And all this stuff comes up in the next season when her dad dies. It's totally sad."
Tim seems weirdly interested in the school scene, which figures.
"Why does everyone quote Machiavelli when they want to make sure you know they're evil?"
he he says.
Nietzsche would work, you know. I'm sure he would, says Con. But you're wrong.
He's not evil. He turns out to be. Do you want me to spoil you?
Tim glares at the TV.
No, don't.
Con sits up.
You mean you want to watch the rest?
Well, Cassie has them, doesn't she? We could borrow them and watch them sometime.
Con is close to nodding off by the time the episode is over, and he doesn't wake up until Tim sits up, stretching.
Con blinks hard and shakes his head, clears it.
Ugh, he still has to fly back to Metropolis.
So, it's getting late,
he says, because he doesn't really want to leave yet and could be talked into staying a little longer. Instead, Tim is silent, which Con guesses is a hint.
I guess I should be going then. You know, don't want to fall asleep in midair.
You could stay, says Tim.
Well, I'll just get more tired when I have to
stay.
You know, I could find you a toothbrush, probably,
says Tim, one thumb rubbing Con's hip bone.
Con's about to say that they could probably share toothbrushes at this point, but what if that grosses Tim out? So he says the other thing in his brain, which is,
or not, Tim says. And the thumb goes away, which is just wrong.
No,
Con says hastily. I mean,
I'm not sure. Is it really okay for me to stay the night?
I wouldn't have said anything otherwise, says Tim, which,
duh, is totally true.
And means,
oh, right, I mean, I'd love to.
Good,
says Tim.
Right.
Tim's at a loss for words, which Con gets, because he's kind of,
so by spend the night, you mean with you, or?
Kind of about to blurt out something stupid, apparently.
The tops of Tim's ears go pink. Do you want to sleep on the couch? No. No, I mean, unless the couch is super comfortable.
That wasn't a good joke. And Tim doesn't think so either, because he's kind of not looking at Con.
That was a bad joke, says Con hurriedly.
Yes, kind of, agrees Tim. But he doesn't sound pissed.
Sorry, I haven't ever slept with... It's new,
says Con, and hopes Tim gets what he's saying without him actually having to say it. Tim leans into him.
Well, I slept with Batgirl once, but that was mostly the hypoxia. And I mean slept with in the most literal possible interpretation.
And, wow, that is so an image to say for the spank bank.
Con hesitantly puts an arm around Tim's shoulders.
How do you know I don't snore?
Tim gives him a look.
I don't.
Somehow, with the prospect of sharing a bed with Tim, Con's not sleepy, but he is a little eager for bed.
I guess you have to be sure. I mean, you need to witness it.
Tim smirks.
You don't need to try and seduce me, you know. I'm already sleeping with you.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Con grins.
So, bedtime?
You're incredibly transparent, you know that?
I'll work on it, says Con, because score!
He's not sure if Tim gives him the look on purpose or not, but when Tim walks out of the room,
Con's powerless not to follow.
The end.